Like my father will always say, this is the best choir in the whole world. Help me celebrate them again. We also celebrate those who are joining the choir for the first time after a long time. Hallelujah. All right, shall we rise up as we take God's word? Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 through verse 15. It's on the screen. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you would send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way. Let's take note of that. Show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Verse 15. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Shall we pray? Our Father Almighty, we thank you for the moment has come to hear from you. We ask that you speak expressly to our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord in heaven, the utterance of your word gives life and understanding unto the simple. We ask for the utterance of your word. Let it bring light to our hearts in the name of Jesus. That every darkness that has enveloped our heart hitherto may vanish in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord in heaven, let your word do us good. To the sick, let your word bring healing. To the depressed, let your word, O God, bring them up from every state of depression in the name of Jesus. For as many, Lord, who have not encountered your saving grace, we ask, Lord in heaven, that as they hear your word this morning, their heart will be yielded unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord in heaven, you told us you are the I am that I am. Let your word, O God, bring us out of that which your heart of your people yearn for this day in the name of Jesus. Do it unto the glory. Blessed be your name. I yield myself to be used of this morning, for I have no word of my own. Do it, Lord, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Shall we be seated? This morning we'll be looking at a topic, knowing God intimately. Knowing God intimately. And we see the desire of Moses in the text we read, in the desire to have this intimate relationship with God. He had a wonderful dialogue with the Lord in the passage that we read, wherein he required that God should show up in the journey that they embarked on, leaving the land of Egypt to the promised land, the land of Canaan, that God had promised their fathers before this time. And he told God that his presence would go with them. He asked God to reveal his ways to him. And of course, this was repeated in the Psalms, that he showed his ways to Moses, but his acts were only known to the people. And because Moses had this intimate relationship with the Lord, because Moses had this encounter with the Lord, discovered that most of the time when their hearts are carried away, Moses knew what to do, and he would turn to the Lord for answers, because he was able to secure this intimate relationship with his maker. And that is our desire this morning, that at the end of the service, every one of us will clamor for this intimate relationship with him in the name of Jesus. Intimacy is what we call the experience of really knowing and being known by another person. An intimate friend is someone we feel very close to. He or she knows us at a very deep level. If something happens that damages the intimacy with our friend, he or she feels distant from us. This means that a person who doesn't know us intimately may know us at a superficial level. However, we must know that intimacy is not a spatial but relational. Intimacy is not spatial, S-P-A-T-I-A-L. Rather, it is relational. In other words, it is possible to sit right next to a person with whom we feel distant, and we can feel close to a person who is 5,000 kilometers away. What makes us feel intimate with another person? We must admit that here, there are many ingredients to intimacy, and each intimate relationship we have has a different recipe. However, common to all levels of relationship is this denominator of trust. Trust is a common word in all relationships. If we are talking about intimacy, we cannot do it without making mention of the word trust. Those whom we are very intimate with, we have built some level of trust over time with such persons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, John Bloom, a writer, a preacher, author, had this to say, that we cannot be intimate with a person we don't trust. Trust is at the heart of intimacy. The more we trust someone, the closer we let him or her get to us. Hence, the degree to which trust is compromised in the relationship is the degree to which intimacy evaporates. Now, this we have said is what window in our relationship with one another as human beings. But today we are looking at knowing God intimately. And so our focus is on our God and our Maker, on how we can get into this intimate relationship with Him that will benefit every area of our lives. Intimacy with God. This is as true in our relationship with God as it is in our relationship with other human beings. Our experience of God's nearness or distance is not a description of His actual proximity to us. It is not as though we are saying, oh, God is near me. It's just 2 meters away or a meter away. But of our experience of intimacy with Him, knowing God intimately is a product of desire to know God. Hence, desire to know God must be our motive for intimacy. To enjoy His companionship, to fellowship with Him. Knowing God intimately is also knowing God personally. Do you know God personally? All your experience of God is on what your fathers told you. Like the people will say, our fathers have told us. Have you come to experience this God that you can say, this is my father? Not because of what my father had told me about him. Not because of what my mother had told me about him. Not because of what my father said he could do or what he will do. But that you have experienced him as a person and you have come this way to say he is my God. That you can say, this is what I know my God is able to do. That God that I serve is a miracle working God and is able to do that which will bring His blessings upon His people at all times. Knowing God intimately is a quiet assurance that God loves me, even when my feelings and circumstances say otherwise. Do you know God intimately? This is one of the ways we can define knowing God intimately. It is the quiet assurance that God loves me, even when my feelings and circumstances around me say otherwise. because the feeling of closeness is a byproduct of spending time with God. One of the things we know about intimacy is that those whom we are intimate with, we share quality time with them. And if you want to be in intimate relationship with God, it's an indication that you have the desire to share quality time with this God. How often do you meet with Him? How often do you relate with Him? How often do you spend time with God that will enhance your intimacy with Him? To experience intimacy with God means that we are never alone. It means we have peace. It means that we have this assurance that He is indeed close to us. Emmanuel, God with us. It means we have peace with Him. As you crave towards knowing Him this year around, may the peace that surpasses all understanding be poured unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone this morning that as you desire intimate relationship with your Maker, His peace will be supreme in your heart and all around you in the name of Jesus. We're told that Jesus has such an intimate relationship with God that He knew He was never alone. That was why He could remain calm in all of His trials, in all that He went through, because He knew that God is right with Him where He was. And so He was able to go through all that He went through. Most time we feel because we feel God is very far from us. Most time we feel because we have this burning desire that tells us that He is very far. He can't hear us. He has closed His ears to us and all of that. But if there be anything that God desires, is that He wants His people to be in intimate relationship with Him at all times. And this is what our heart should crave for as a people in the name of Jesus. And if this is your desire, may it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Scriptures is filled with evidences to show that our God is very close, is very near to as many who put their trust in Him. So the more we trust God, the more intimately we come to know Him. How is your level of trust in this God? The more we trust God, the more we get close to Him, the more intimately we come to know Him. And that is why I said earlier on, trust is a denominator in all our relationship when it comes to intimacy. Do you trust God? Do you have this faith in Him that He is able to do what He says He will do? Do you trust this God that when He says it, He can do it? Quite help me with this song. The song that says that He will do what He says and He does what He says. That is why He is called Jehovah.
Above Jehovah, that is why you are God. That is why you are God, Jehovah.
Exactly what He will do. Do you know what He says He will do? And that is where studying His word comes in again. Do you know what He has promised in His word? Do you know what His promises are to you? And if you know his promises, you've got to hold on to them, because he will do what he says he will do. And if you believe this, may it come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. So the more we trust God, the more intimately we come to know him. A third distance from God is often due to a disruption in trust, such as sin or disappointment. Someone had this to say, John Blum said, "Biblical knowledge is far better than gold when it fuels our trust in God. Otherwise, it only fuels our pride." The biblical knowledge is far better than gold when it fuels our trust in God. Otherwise, it only fuels our pride. What does biblical knowledge fuel in you? Does it fuel your trust in God, or it fuels your pride? Before we draw to a close, quickly we'll look at benefits of knowing God intimately. Number one, he will teach us his ways. Psalm 103:7. I think people can help us with that. Psalm 103:7. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. If you remember our text, there you see the desire of Moses. You say you know me. You say you have done this. You say you have done this. But if really I have found grace, some translation use the word favor. If I have found favor in your sight, then show me your ways. Then embark on this journey with us. It is not enough to know that an angel is going with us. I desire that your presence go with us. This was the heart cry of Moses, and God told him, my presence will go with you. And yet we're told that God showed his ways to Moses. But his acts, the miracles, the wonderful things that God does, he parted the Red Sea. The Israelites were familiar with this. They celebrated it. We needed manners. We needed food. He gave us food. Oh, what a wonderful God. At the point, people were running a tasketer, looking for Jesus. Say, oh God, we have been looking for you. When they heard that he had crossed on another side, they took boats. I went and joined up with him there. I said, we have been looking everywhere. We have been looking for you. Why did you just come here without telling us that you are coming this way? I told them, are you sure it was because of the word? Is it not the food that you were looking for? Is it not because you ate and you were satisfied and you want more food, hence you were looking for me? Some are in church today because of what they will eat. Some are in church because they want miracles. Some are in church because they want to be healed. Some are in church because they want to hammer. Some are in church because they were told, if you come to church, then every contract you are looking for, you will get it. If you come to church, you will see wife to marry. If you come to church, you will see husband to marry. If you come to church, then you will succeed in your business. These are the acts of God. But we were told Moses had the privilege of knowing the ways of God. And that is what is uppermost in the heart of everyone who desire to know God intimately. Is this your desire? Number two benefit, you will walk in freedom and holiness. When you follow the Lord, when you see God, when you have this intimate relationship with God, you will walk in freedom and in holiness. Of course, scripture says, they follow men with pigs, and without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So, it is something that is very, very paramount when we talk about our walk with God. You will enjoy relationship with God. Another benefit of knowing God intimately is that you will enjoy relationship with God. Number four, you will become courageous. One of the things that you will benefit as you seek intimate relationship with this our maker is that you will be courageous. Scripture says the righteous are as bold as lion, but the wicked do what? They flee when no more, when no man pursue it. But to him who is enjoying intimate relationship with God, you remember when
soldiers came to arrest Elisha where he was. His servant was fidgeting. He was very afraid. Was like, hey, we are gone. Hey, we are finished. Master, see the mountains, he's surrounded. See soldiers everywhere. They have come to pick us up. And the master was kind of was like, Oga, are you not seeing what I'm showing you?
Elisha prayed, say, Father, just open the eyes of this young man that he will see those that are with us. And of course, when that young man stepped into that intimate relationship with God for that moment, he became relaxed. Why? Because at that moment, he knew that, God is closer than I think.
At that moment, he saw, hey, these soldiers that are standing up there are not even as close as the host of heaven that is round about us to ensure that we are preserved from any kind of harm. You will serve God and others out of love for God and not fear of man. That is another benefit. Number six, you will live Christ-centered life or Christ-directed life and not self-centered or directed life. Knowing God intimately will translate into living a Christ-centered life, wherein Jesus become the director of every aspect of your life. And when he is in charge, you can be sure that all will go on well. Because in his accounts, we never had any time where he failed. And if the man whom you serve never faced, you can be sure failure will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. If the God whom you serve, the devil could not keep him in the grave forever. The devil could not silence him forever. You will not be silenced in the name of Jesus. When a storm of persecution comes, you will stand firm because God is with you. Because you maintain an intimate relationship with him, and he will keep you all through in the name of Jesus. When a storm of persecution, when the storms of life come hard at you, because you know him, you will stand. Let's see Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 as we round off. Daniel chapter 32 verse 11. Such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that don't know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Knowing God intimately. If you know God intimately, scripture says, you shall be strong and you will do exploits. May this be your portion in the name of Jesus. If you know your God intimately, and if God says it in his word, you can be sure it is not just said so that it will flatter you. You will be strong and you will do exploits in the name of Jesus. Can we have that same scriptures in NIV? If you can, get it for us. When you know God, you will stand firm. You will be able to resist the enemy. With flattery, you will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him. The him there referring to the enemy, referring to Satan the devil. So, if you come into intimate relationship with God, scripture says you will firmly resist the devil. And that tells us one of the reasons why we cannot fairly resist the enemy is because we have not come into this level of maintaining an intimate relationship with him. And it is my prayer for you this day, as you step into an intimate relationship with him today, that enemy will flee in the name of Jesus. I see that enemy will flee in the name of Jesus. I see that enemy will flee in the name of Jesus. He will flee, for God's word said so, and it will be so. And quickly, as we round off, because of our time, if you were in our last Bible study, if you didn't come to the office and request for the study of last Wednesday. In fact, it's a backup
for the message of today. I don't want to recount all of that, but I conclude here. As Christians, we should have the burning desire or hunger to know God intimately. We should seek to experience intimacy with God. Our relationship with the Lord will be enhanced as we dig deeper in His words in the place of prayer and fellowship with other brethren. Hallelujah. I didn't go into the how. This is the how in my conclusion. If you seek for intimate relationship with God, dig deeper in His word. Oh, I remember when we were going up with the Lord. That is one of the songs we enjoy in Bible studies. I will dig a little deeper, yeah. Jesus' love must be sweeter. I will dig a little deeper, yeah.
I will dig a little deeper, Jesus' love must be sweeter. I will dig a little deeper, yeah.
Hallelujah. I can't remember the last time I heard that song. Today is well, well, away. Hallelujah. I thank God for my generation. Amen. Amen. Know God by digging deep in His words. That is one of the ways you can become intimate with your Maker. As you dig deeper in His word, you will know Him more and more. Like Paul, you will be able to say that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. That I may know Him. And closer to him, and don't forsake the fellowship of the brethren. Can you talk to God this moment? What is your desire? Do you seek intimate relationship with God? Or you want to know it superficially? Or you want to just believe what people told you about Him? Do you want to experience God? Do you want God to reveal His ways to you and not just only the acts that will celebrate? And if you have not come to the knowledge of Jesus that is able to save you, can you talk to him this morning and say, Lord, this day don't pass me by. Today, I desire to step into intimate relationship with you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I know your blood was shed on the cross for me. I know you died to set me free. I know you paid the price so that I will not have to pay it again. I know that the debt I owe, I will not be able to pay, and you came to pay it for me. Today, I desire to step into intimate relationship with you. Oh Lord, this is my desire. Can you pray to God this morning? And as you enter into His presence, every other thing that is not of Him will give way. As you step into intimate relationship with Him, sickness will go. That which is not giving glory in your life will go. That which the enemy rejoices over in you will go. That which the enemy is using to taunt you will go. Because you have been able to step. Because you have been able to come into this understanding of knowing your Maker intimately. And you will forever resist the enemy. And Father, we thank you because we know you are able. We pray this morning that as we are here with our different faces, oh God, it is our desire to know you intimately. Grant us this grace that as we leave this place today, we will know you by and by in the power of your resurrection. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Just before the Thanksgiving, let me observe a number of things. First, the young man who led us in singing During the first worship experience, and then who conducted the hymn? Brother Peter, am I right? Okay, I see.